Good morning. It's been a while since I was privileged to share the gospel with you. Let us begin with prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for your love for us, and that our Pastor Ryan and his family, whom we love, will soon return to us rested and refreshed. We thank you for your grace and forgiveness of our sins. We ask that the Holy Spirit direct us in all we say and do today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Pastor Ryan requested that we pray on the resurrection of all things while he's on vacation, and he made some suggestions, and I chose the role and importance of hope in the Christian life. Hope. Our hope is in Jesus Christ. That Jesus Christ died and rose from the dead is at the very heart of our Christian faith. We worship a living God. That's a living God. And without the reality of Jesus' victory over death, the Christian message is reduced to that of one man's philosophy. Our study group just finished a study of Paul's letter to the Colossians, in which Paul is concerned for the Christians in Colossae, because he's heard rumors that they have been beguiled by a man-made philosophy. But he tells them that this mystery, which is Christ in you, is the hope of glory. Remember, the Bible shows us in verse 4 here that whatever that was written in former days was written for our instruction, that is to teach us, so that through endurance and the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. In the 1990s, we worked with Dr. Jim Packer in the Anglican Essentials Movement, and he was our speaker one day. And as he walked up the aisle, he looked so frail, we were very concerned. But then he started to speak, and we were overcome by joy, as C.S. Lewis says. What a Christian, and what a message. He's my favorite theologian, and he has a concept about this hope that I wanted to share with you. He says, we are living right now between the coming of Christ and the future coming of Christ. He came 2,000 or so years ago, and he will be coming again on the day of the Lord. And we should look to that. We should look backward, and we should look forward. Back to the baby Jesus in the manger, back to the cross of Christ, back to the empty tomb, whereby salvation was won for us, and then forward to our meeting with Christ beyond this world, our personal resurrection, and the joy of being with our Savior in glory forever. You couldn't put it better. I wanted to share that with you. So Christ is the Christian hope. We are like the 12. We meet together and we hope that Jesus stands in our midst and says, peace be unto you, my peace I give you. We are to remember. My first employment when I graduated was with an airline. You would call it Air Canada today. Then it was Trans-Canada Airlines, so you know how long ago that was. And we used to fly the North Star. It was a four-engine aircraft, a big, heavy, lumbering plane. And so noisy, if you were a passenger, you couldn't speak to the passenger next to you because it was too noisy to hear. But it was reliable. And when they brought in new planes, they would fly us up so that we could experience what the passengers would experience. And it was a day in Montreal. It had been dark for a month, cold, raining, miserable. Everybody was grumbling. And we piled into this turboprop, and we rose up through the blackness into a golden sunrise with the bluest sky you ever saw. And everyone in that plane, Christian and non-Christian alike, gasped in awe. I shall never forget it. Never forget it. It was an epiphany for me and one of many. Because you see, the light had been there all the time. And we had been down there in the blackness and we had forgotten that the light had been there all the time. So our hope relates to our salvation and is an essential grace We have faith, hope, and love, and the greatest of these is love. Faith refers to past and present, but hope includes the future. And we look to the blessing of God's kingdom. And when we have joyful confidence in the Lord, there's a fruit from that that comes to us. Two things: we have patience in our suffering here on earth, and we have perseverance in our prayer. And it is good. And it steadies us because of God's steadfastness. We see our world and we despair at the sinfulness in it, but our hope is in Christ and we look to future glory. God has promised a new heaven and a new earth, and we look to that promise. God always keeps his promises. Paul tells us we are saved the moment we believe in Jesus, and this work continues as we are sanctified, and on the day of the Lord we shall find salvation. I've been asked if I keep my notes from my Bible studies, and I have to answer, I can't. Because we've studied all the New Testament many times, and the Old Testament, not all of it, but a lot of it. And when we go back to a gospel to restudy it, we find that we are digging deeper and deeper, and the Holy Spirit is revealing more things to us. And we say to one another, how did we miss that? Something is revealed to us and we see something new. So the Holy Spirit knows where we are in our walk. And the revelation and understanding is determined by how much we have grown. So the Holy Spirit intercedes for us. And when we pray, God will answer, because the Holy Spirit prays in the will of God. You know how we say we ask for a blessing, or we ask for healing. We say, if it is your will, Lord. If we pray in the Holy Spirit knows the will of God, and it goes straight to him. When you believe, rejoice, for God has always known you. And we are redeemed because Christ has paid the price. We are sanctified through the Holy Spirit. We are glorified after death when we become like Christ, and that is our hope. Our first reading, we'll look at the readings. Our first reading from 1 Peter chapter 1, 3 to 9, read so beautifully. Susan, thank you. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. We are Christians, are born again, and we have received the Holy Spirit through the gospel. And we have a living hope. And verse 4 tells us what that is, a living hope to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, unfading, kept in heaven for you. It's exclusive. It's salvation in Christ alone, and only for those who trust and obey him. And we need to thank God for his salvation and ask for the courage to proclaim it with love. We're called to do that. In Romans chapter 14 to 16 are often called the Missio Dei by theologians. It means the mission of God. God is calling people to himself for his own glory, but that's not the only goal. He wishes to restore all creation, and one day it will work as he intended. God shows his love in the cross of Christ and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And he says, we who are strong, that is our faith, that's in our faith. We have an obligation to bear with the failing of the weak, not to please ourselves. The we shows us that Paul identifies himself with one of the strong Christians. And we're not simply to endure the weaker Christian or the new Christian, but to support and encourage him or her. And in verse 2, let each of us please his neighbor for his good, to build him up. Any strength should not be used as an advantage, but to serve, to build up. For Christ did not please himself. As it is written, the reproaches of those who reproached you fell on me. Christ set the example, He humbled himself to serve, and he quotes Psalm 69:9. I'll read that to you. It's, "For zeal for your house has consumed me, and the reproaches of those who reproach you have fallen on me." That Christ so totally identifies himself with the will of the Father that insults for God fell on him. And we talked about this a little earlier, verse 4. "Whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the scriptures we might have hope." Everything written in the scriptures was written for us. We learn, we are encouraged to endure and look forward with hope. I've often wondered, you know, when we present our new Christians with the New Testament only, sometimes. It's a wonderful gift, but the Old Testament's missing, Jesus' own Bible. And when this new Christian studies the Word, he will not understand Jesus' own references. So if you have an opportunity, gift with the Bible itself. In verse 5 and 6, "May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another, in accord with Christ Jesus, that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." That's a benediction, really. A benediction, a unity of mind, essentials. The more we walk with Jesus Christ, the more we walk with one another. That's what we have in common, isn't it? We embrace the new Christian because God has done so. And we welcome one another as God has welcomed us. John Calvin said, "It's faith alone that justifies, but the faith that justifies is never alone. Our actions should show evidence of faith, the fruit of believing." I think this church family knows about hope. You remember Jeffrey was just speaking of it. 1 year ago, we came together in prayer for a new pastor, and these were prayers of supplication. What could we do? There was nothing we could do. All we could do was come to the Lord on our knees in prayer, and we did. We had patience, and we had faith, and we prayed, and the Lord sent us Pastor Ryan and his family. I think it was our miracle, really. I believe this was our Lord's answer to our hope in Christ. And you know, it is the future of Christ Church Oceanside if we have the heart. Our church, our whole church today, is praying about the harvest, those souls who live among us who do not know Christ. If we live our life in the Spirit, they may want to join us and learn more about Jesus. And then all of us who are justified will be glorified, not because we are faithful, but because God is. So let's close with verse 13. It's Paul's prayer of blessing, the end of history, the parousia, a new universe through the power of God. "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope." And everyone said, "Amen."